From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. The worst of the worst is how Donald Rumsfeld described the detainees at Guantanamo Bay. For the most part, we've been forced to take his word for it. But after a 2004 Supreme Court ruling that U.S. citizens, at least, had the right to challenge their detentions, the Pentagon set up a process whereby detainees could have their day in court. And when I say court, I mean a trailer where a military panel hears from the detainee and decides whether or not he's really an enemy combatant.
The answer to that question is almost certain to be yes in the latest round of combatant status review tribunals that started Friday. In the hot seat are 14 of the highest value terror suspects, supposedly the worst of the worst of the worst, including alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. They were transferred to Gitmo last summer after spending years in the CIA's global network of secret prisons, but hopes that the tribunals would finally give us a glimpse of these men were dashed this week when the Pentagon, citing national security concerns, banned reporters from covering them. Miami Herald staff writer Carol Rosenberg has been reporting on detainee issues for 5 years. She says in the early days of the tribunals, the government took a much different tack.
They wanted us there. They went out of their way to bring in flights and sponsor trips for reporters to come in and sit at a table and watch these things. You had to sign some ground rules, and the most difficult one was if the man uttered his name in the course of the proceeding or you found out his name, you were forbidden to report it.
They want reporters there to report on proceedings, judging the fate of people whom they cannot name?
Exactly. What they were saying was, we have a process, and we are going to show this process to reporters, and they're going to tell you that people come in and can make an argument, and then we're going to make a decision. And so, see, America, you can trust what we do down here because we have a process.
When we envision this hearing, I guess it would be useless to think of something from Law and Order or even the Kane Mutiny. It's not going to look like that, is it?
It's pretty basic and crude. I've attended a number of these in the trailer inside Camp Delta, and it's detainee, a prisoner in a uniform with what they call a three-piece suit, which is shackles around his arms and waist and legs, padlocked to the floor. He's sitting on a white plastic chair, and he's facing off with three military officers, and this is his chance to tell the U.S. military why they're wrong to hold him.
He and his lawyer and his witnesses?
There are no lawyers. This is a process that was created by the military to somehow resemble a battlefield status hearing. They do allow him, under certain circumstances, to bring another detainee who will get shackled into the next plastic chair next to him to a padlock on the ground. And he can help him make his argument, but there are no lawyers.
Just wild guess here. Those hearings that you witnessed, did anyone get freed?
That's sort of the irony of the whole process. You don't know. Basically, the reporter and the detainee get led into this room. You all sit in your places. He makes his argument. You take your notes. They declare the unclassified portion of it over. You leave. He leaves. Then they open up the secret file. Then they decide whether or not he's an enemy combatant. And then they make a recommendation up to Washington. And what we know is 30-some of these 500-plus were actually found not to be enemy combatants. But I don't know whether the guy I watched tell him, "That wasn't me, Colonel. You've got the wrong guy." We don't know if they decided they had the wrong guy.
You know, I can see why the Pentagon would want to bring the press in to show off their supposed transparency in dealing with these prisoners. But from the press's point of view, unable as you are to name names or to report outcomes, what is the point?
Look, if you remember, what everybody saw across 5 years was guys in masks and shackles and orange jumpsuits being led around, all identical. There was no way to sort of single them out. And now, here's a guy telling a story. I pulled the story I wrote from November 2004, and it was the 27, 28-year-old Yemeni guy with a little beard. And he told a story. I don't know what was in his file, but what he told was he was in a madrasa, a school in Pakistan. he got rolled up and handed over to the Americans, and that the Americans said he was Al-Qaeda because the school was a front for Al-Qaeda. And he said, basically, guys, I don't know that that was true. Show me the proof that this was an Al-Qaeda school, but I'm telling you, I'm not a member of Al-Qaeda. We don't know whether that guy actually was released as not a member of Al-Qaeda, but we did get to watch him make an argument. These proceedings gave us a window into the lives of these human beings.
I want to get back to the current tribunals taking place for the so-called high-value detainees. What do you think was behind the decision to bar reporters from these proceedings altogether?
I think that the Pentagon likes to control the narrative when it comes to Guantanamo. And they knew if you put Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a white plastic chair shackled to the ground and three reporters there, he might say things that the government doesn't want the world to know. He might describe the circumstances of his capture. He might describe the circumstances of his interrogation. If a guy in that chair says, you know, Colonel, they nearly drowned me and I confessed to crimes I never committed in places where I never was, we would want to write that. Even if I've signed a ground rule in which I am told that I'm not allowed to report it. A couple of years ago, a colonel said to me, you know, we still don't have one of those men in black flashy things that can erase it from your brain.
Okay, Carol, thank you so much.
Sure, I'm always glad to talk about Guantanamo.
Carol Rosenberg covers the Guantanamo Bay detention facility for the Miami Herald.